Welcome. My name is Damien O'Doherty. This is Center Maryland. We have an incredible new offering for you. We've got Delegate Mark Corman of the 16th Legislative District, which is, Mark, correct me if I'm wrong, is that old Brian Frost district from ancient times like me. And then also blessed to have Senator Corey McCray, who is from the 45th Legislative District in Baltimore, East Baltimore more specifically. Welcome to you both.
Thanks for having us, bro.
We are interested about this new experience that you two are sharing, not just with one another, but your colleagues and people all throughout the state capitol. And this is a book club of sorts, sort of the top reading list for people engaged in the Maryland General Assembly, text that they can, not this kind of text, but actual books that you all have aggregated and sort of reviewed and called together. Mark, talk to me a little bit about how you got the idea of bringing this experience to Center Maryland and Maryland Matters and so many others.
Yeah, well, so again, thanks for having us. You know, Corey and I are both avid readers. We've been trading book recommendations for years since we met after our successful primaries back in 2014. We've both read a book called The Leader's Bookshelf by Admiral James Stavridis. He was the Supreme Allied Commander of NATO. And in this book, he talked to a number of military leaders, getting basically book recommendations for those sort of entering the military and looking to rise there. And it seemed like a concept that could also apply in the sort of political arena to the Maryland General Assembly. There's no how-to guide for serving in the General Assembly. There's a lot of DLS reports to read, but no how-to guide. And so I think both Corey and I value reading and what you can learn and gain from reading. So we came up with this concept of sort of following Admiral Stavridis's approach in his book. And we actually had the opportunity to communicate with him about it. He gave us some advice along the way to come up with a list in five different categories, 12 books each of recommendations for our colleagues, people running for the General Assembly, people working around the General Assembly. And it weren't, they weren't just our recommendations. They were also from a number of other folks that we reached out to. We can tell you a little more about that if you're interested as well.
So Corey, talk to me. You've got this concept that the Admiral initiated, and then you adapted it to your experience as a legislator. Talk to me about, you know, how you cultivated the list and the types of people you reached out to.
You know what, Damien, I think about it, and it's so special because it's like a special moment. One of the things that I think about a lot of times after I get finished reading is, man, I always say this should be mandatory reading for anybody coming into the legislature. So I think that as Mark stated, as we bounce books off of each other and we think about like, what was it that really resonated? What was it that really meant something to you? So I think about Verda Welcome, and I know you know Verda Welcome, but I did not know that Verda Welcome had an autobiography. And I think that as soon as I let everybody know, hey, y'all, I thought this autobiography was very honest, gave such a great Baltimore history. I just wanted to offer it up to everybody that will listen. And then you think about that, how many other people exist out there like that? So you have a Alex Hughes, you have a Vicky Gruber, but you not only have those individuals, you have a Sandy Brantley, who's always been in the back. You have a Stu Sims, who was our state's attorney and worked for state government for a number of years. You have our current congressman, Kwesi Mfume. You have our United States Senator who did several tours in the Maryland State Senate, but now serving as a United States Senator.
So, and he was in the State House of Delegates too, Corey, don't forget.
So what do all of these folks have to offer up? And what would they, you know, find is those special moments, those special reading opportunities to help those folks that are coming behind them, because this is also about giving back.
So, Mark, we're talking about books all across the that you might find all across the library, or are they sort of very leadership oriented? How did you come about pulling the topic areas, or
we broke it into five categories. you know, sort of general leadership, general politics and history, regional understanding to make sure we were getting books that reflected the sort of rich geographic diversity of Maryland, Maryland-specific politics and history, and then public policy. I'll just say, having you know helped cultivate this list, I have read zero of the books in the public policy category, which just shows, I think, how broad and diverse the public policy interests are among the different people we spoke to. Corey and I also added some of our own recommendations to the list in the different categories, but many of the categories, I think some don't even have any recommendations from Corey and me. They're just ones that we filtered through the process from other folks. There were a few books that were recommended by multiple people, and then there were actually so many great responses, we actually have sort of a backup list of all the nominations that we weren't able to sort of include in the main list because we wanted to sort of have a cultivated version. But it's a pretty broad range of things. It's fiction and nonfiction. I think Congressman Mfume recommended To Kill a Mockingbird. Admiral Stravitis recommended Chesapeake, a novel by James Michener. And then there's, you know, Profiles in Courage, Master of the Senate, you know, sort of the standard political texts that you would expect to see in there as well.
Corey, what's your favorite book on that you didn't even think would be on your list that you managed to capture, that managed to capture your attention?
You know what? I got a number of favorite ones, but I've already bought two. One was in reference to Marvin Mandel. It was like an East Side Boy or something like that was the title of it. And I'm thinking like, man, I didn't even know that Marvin Mandel came from my side of Baltimore, you know, and wanted to dig in a little bit to it. So I've added some extra stuff to my rotation per se. But I think that the most important thing that I can add, Damian, is that each and every person that did offer up book recommendations, whether it's John Bohannon, whether it's Nancy Cobb, whoever it was, I value just who they are and the leader that they are. And I think that each and every one of them, you'll find that I'll read over a course of period of time.
Do you think that by sharing the same book list that you have a hope of aligning at least the language or the experience to which you can relate to your fellow legislators?
I mean, I'll just say for me, first of all, obviously we each talked to 15 people and you could talk to 1500 people in and around Maryland government and get lots of good recommendations and ideas. So this is by no means the definitive, you know, end all be all. And frankly, I think this is something that I hope will evolve over time. In 10 years, someone else can pick it up and say, you know, since then we've had a great memoir by, you know, Governor Hogan or what have you, way down the line, not trying to rush anything there. But you know, that can evolve over time. So for me, I can't speak for Corey. I think it's just getting the idea to people that books are a part of the way we can develop that common vocabulary. It doesn't mean we all have to read the same books, but it's great to have people talking about books for a little bit and not just fiscal notes.
Corey, you two have, you know, you two are so different, which is one of the reasons I think this is so promising. You know, Mark represents it's got to be one of the wealthiest districts in Maryland, if not the country. Yours has many riches, but financial currency is I think the median income is one of the lower by Senate districts, which I know you're working on and changing. You guys had tremendous different backgrounds. You got sort of a master of law and a master electrician and organizer. Look, I'm no master of either. I found the closest I ever got to a master of laws was pulling electric wire at Georgetown Law Center when we tried to build that thing. So, I'm very interested in you guys having these totally different perspectives and reaching out to some of the best and brightest women leaders. It seems like you've paid a lot of attention to try to get as many different types of voices at the table for this conversation.
Mm-hmm. You know what? First, I think that it's important to recognize that me and Mark came into the General Assembly during the same time. And when I look at a lot of the folks that I admired, that I knew had the same work ethic or a harder work ethic, really, really just wanted to understand the body that we served in. I think that was why that connection was just so tight. I should say. I think that the best way to be able to serve Maryland is to be able to understand all jurisdictions of Maryland. So I know that I've been out to Montgomery County a number of times. I know that he's been to Baltimore a number of times. But I think that you were a very important statement that you made. You talked about how intentional we were in reference to making sure that everyone was represented. I think about my colleague who just retired from the Senate but sat right next to me this past year, Andrew Serafini. And getting a good understanding, because I know that my body respects Andrew Serafini. I think that Mark had Jason Buckle, I believe, over there. So you have these two Western Maryland colleagues who offered up some very, very good opinion. But you also have the Senate President Pro Temp, Melanie Griffith. You also have Salima Marriott, who used to be the former Baltimore City delegation chair, who recommended a number of books by Stacey Abrams at the moment. But like, I think that that was the real rich experience. And I'm just glad to be able to partner first with Mark. But this really meant a lot to me during this experience.
And let me just add, I think one of the joys of serving the legislature, one of the great opportunities, is to get to know people from different walks of life than maybe you walk in, and certainly people from different parts of the state. I mean, I grew up in Maryland, but I'll be honest, most of our vacations were to see family in New Jersey. I didn't really get to know Maryland as a state very much until I was in the General Assembly. So that's been one of the great pleasures of working here. And it is one of the reasons we had this regional understanding category, to make sure that we were talking about different regions of the state and making sure that, you know, it wasn't just a suburban Maryland or Baltimore City centric list of books that we were putting together.
Let me ask you a question. You know, I wish I was a bigger, more avid reader. I think I have some attention issues. I'm sure there's other people out there like that. What do you think it is about reading and diligence? I mean, you two, I think, could be described as two of the most diligent legislators that I've seen. And you set a real standard for yourselves, and you're always working to improve, even if it's little by little. And I just wonder how much of that has to do with your experience reading.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at a lot of folks in leadership positions, reading is a big part of their daily diet. It's not a characteristic unique to Corey and me or others in the General Assembly. It's pretty common. If you read Doris Kearns Goodwin's book about presidential leadership, you hear a lot about how much Abraham Lincoln read, how much Taylor's read. I'm not comparing myself to those people, but you know, you also see with a lot of business leaders, reading is a big part of what they do and what they recommend. Obviously, we have this military leaders example. So I don't think it's unique to us. I think a lot of people have found that by reading books. I think there was one military leader who said they don't have all the answers, but they help shine the way.
Corey.
Yep. I just like to offer up that, you know, I got colleagues like Bill Ferguson, our Senate president, Jazz Lewis over in the House. But I would 100% agree with Mark. First, I only read about stuff that I like. So I'm reading about leadership, I'm reading about history, I'm reading about our body, per se. But the most important part is just self-improvement. So you don't want to be at the same pace that you were when you first entered into the respective body. You learn by doing, but you also cheat some of the mistakes that you do by actually reading and learning from others. That's some of the things that I always pass along to my young people, whenever I'm speaking to a high schools, whenever I'm speaking to colleges and universities. And then I also buy them a book. I think that, Damien, one of the things that I'll ask, especially our young women, I'll say, well, who's your favorite legislators? Because our generation is just so apathetic to this arena that we're in at this moment. And a lot of them, they may say people that they see on TV at the moment. Maybe they'll say Merlin Mosby, or they'll say who's in front of them at that moment. But then I'll enlighten them and I'll say, you know what my favorite is? I loved Barbara Jordan and how she was a state senator in Texas, and then one of the first African-American women from the South to be able to serve in a congressional body. Or I'll say I like Shirley Chisholm, and that'll pique their interest. But not only do I ask them about other women legislators, because it's important for them to know, I'll just go buy them the book. And then I think that there's a growing enrichment that happens, but then that's that bond that we can continue that conversation. So I think that books are key, and we should be pressing not only our colleagues, not only those folks that's trying to understand the body, but especially our young people.
Talk to me about, I've been following Senator McCrae's reading along with his bicycling with his family, which is very inspiring, by the way. I love bicycling and skiing because your kids are right there, but they're also right there. But talk to me about where we can follow this journey. I know we're going to get you on all the pods and we're going to see you in some major media publications, but if we want to follow this experience sort of day in, day out, and pick your brain for what we should be reading, how do we do that?
Well, I think first of all, I want to pick your brain about what we should be reading. I hope these will be two-way conversations with people. It's not Corey and I lecturing other folks. It's just offering up some ideas. I mean, I'll say, after the 2018 primary, one of my new colleagues, not so new anymore, Montgomery County, asked me if there's anything he should read before joining the General Assembly. And I didn't have a ready answer, and I was very embarrassed by that. So I'm hoping that I'll never be embarrassed again since Corey helped us put together this list. But, you know, we're getting together some graphics. So it'll be on all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, all that, to show people the list and provide more information.
Corey, you have anything to add on that piece?
You know what? I'll give some social handles. I'll give the Senator Corey McRae on Twitter and on Instagram, Corey McRae. And I love to hear what everybody else is reading, just as Mark stated. That's what kind of piqued my interest to what I'm going to pick up and what I'm going to throw in the rotation just to kind of do it, you know?
You know, your point about, I'm going to ask for a recommendation from each of you so you can get ready for that. But in the meantime, I'll share one with you. You talked about not repeating the same mistakes. And I wondered to myself, wow, if I just read this book like 20 years ago, what kind of a better professional would I be today? What kind of better dad would I be? So I've got one here for you. It's called The Last Hurrah by Edwin O'Connor. This book was, I came about this book from two people that you both know and are incredibly different people from both of your parts of the world. Timmy Maloney, the great trial lawyer in the Washington area. This is his favorite book, and we can now relate to one another at a slightly different level because I've read this. And the other, Senator McRae, is Colleen Martin Lauer, also a big fan of The Last Hurrah by Edwin O'Connor. And it's a classic story about, you know, sort of bankers and a new generation of people, not in a city hall environment, business people, not understanding sort of an old machine politics world and the interplay between the two of those through a young person that has to oscillate between the bank that he worked at and his uncle, who is the machine mayor. And it's a wonderful book, and it gets right down to the whole point about the service that you provide is all about people. I think you both would love it, and I think Tim and Colleen would be much better references than me. And I'm sure they wish I read this at a much younger age. They probably would have had a lot less headaches.
I'm upset. I'm jealous. Colleen doesn't give me book recommendations. She gives me orders about campaigns that need to be won.
Well, when you read this, there might be some clarity that comes upon both of you. What? Talk to me about a book that is each of you. If you could talk to me about a book that I should be reading or encouraging my friends in the legislature to read.
Corey, you want to go first?
I'll go first. I'm very Baltimore centric, and I mentioned it a couple times, man. I was in awe of Verda Welcome, to be honest with you. It was called In My Lifetime, and if I can just share how I got the book. I sit next to Mike Miller, Senate President Mike Miller. And when we unveil the portrait that's in the Senate chamber at the moment, he says to me, I got a book on Verda Welcome. And I said, I tried to Google it, Damien, and I'm like, man, I can't find nothing. And, you know, two, three times, and then I just gave up asking him. I wasn't sure whether he was for real or not. And then he brings that book in, and I flew through that book. When I say it took me about 3 days, like, it was really that good. But it gave so much of Baltimore's history. It was very honest Baltimore history. It gave some of the legislative battles that she endured and just in the political battles. The Democratic clubs were very heavy during her time. Some of the battles with those that were funding elections. But it really, really, it didn't go too much in East Baltimore, Damon. But when I say I walked away, with a different understanding of West Baltimore and what she contributed to it, it was just a different admiration and a different level of respect. And like I said, I was a woman. So I would definitely recommend, not just to any Baltimore legislator or wannabe legislator, like those folks that are currently serving to really understand the history of Baltimore. I think that that will offer up a great opinion. Now, it's hard to find. I had a friend that said that they found it at the main library. I hope that they returned it. When I got Mike Miller's copy, I was like, I don't.
He ain't getting that back.
and when I told him it's going to be hard for me to give it back, you know what he did? He just gave it to me and said, you can have it. Yeah. but it was a hard one to give back, I'm telling you, man. Like, if it was to be given back, that would have been hard.
Delegate Corbin, talk to me.
Yeah, I'm going to give you two. I'm going to cheat. One is a classic Master of the Senate by Robert Caro. Sandy Rosenberg, long-serving state delegate from Baltimore City, teaches a class at the University of Maryland Law School. He was my professor there long before I was in the General Assembly, or a few years before I was in the General Assembly. And that's the textbook he uses for his class on legislation and legislating. So I think it really has a lot of broadly applicable lessons about how a legislature operates and leadership in a legislature. And then the other one is a one I just read. It was Warren Deschanel's recommendation, Heavy Lifting, by Alan Rosenthal. And that is a much more specific look about state legislatures and how they more specifically operate, including Maryland was one of his focus states, one of the five states he focused on. I underlined probably a sentence on every other page of this book. It was so applicable to what we directly do in a state legislative body, which of course has similarities with the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House, but also has a lot of real differences and nuance. I highly recommend both of them.
Any recommendation of Warren's and of Senate President Miller, I mean, those are two epic operators and leaders there. I just wanted to close out by, again, thanking you all for being here, initiating this conversation, which I know is going to continue throughout the Maryland, and hopefully, maybe the national, maybe NCSL and some other folks will pick this up and spread it to other legislators. You two are both incredible. Delegate Corbin, magna cum laude, University of Maryland Law School. Senator McCray, an Aspen Institute Rodell Fellow, the biggest honor there is. I noticed that you both serve on the money committees, appropriations and budget and tax. I wonder what that says about leadership and where you ought to find yourself. Any last comment where you are and where you sit in the legislature?
Well, Alan Rosenthal's book actually discusses that, about how important the budget process is in state legislatures, where we have to have a balanced budget and everything costs money. So I don't know. Corey and I also share a lot of jurisdiction within those committees on the subcommittees we chair. So we actually also pass back and forth a lot of notes about legislation too, not just book recommendations.
Yep.
Senator McCray, as always, the gentleman from the 45th gets the last word.
You know what? I'm first humbled and honored in this time and space that we all get to share, myself, you, and Mark. And I think that we're in a very rich moment in Maryland history right now, with Bill Ferguson as our leader in the Senate, and with Adrian Jones as our Speaker of the House, and with this dynamic young people and senior leadership that's there. I just hope that in the time that we're in, especially the guidance that we receive, whether it's from reading, whether it's from doing, that we take advantage of that. And that's what I try my best to emulate every day, and just wake up and make it count is what I would offer up.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for your public service. Thank you for your community service. And thank you for your Twitter and Instagram feeds that bring me knowledge and inspiration. I look forward to putting this up not only on Center Maryland, but also on our podcast. You guys have been amazing guests, and maybe we could turn this into a little bit of book club where we follow your journey around as you keep on reading.
Appreciate you, brother. I'm definitely picking up the SRI, and just humbled and honored the work that you all do with Center Maryland. I'm always impressed.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Dallas.
Thanks again.
Thank you all.
see the world.